Scammers are increasingly using social media to target their victims, we learned today, and it's costing Aussies $300 million a year. Last year, there were 200,000 scam reports made to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, and they're only the ones we know about, but that represents an increase of 47% on the year before. The ACCC says the majority of these scams are taking place on social media, especially Facebook. Timothy Pilgrim is Australia's Privacy Commissioner, and he joins us on the line. Commissioner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Facebook and other social media sites, they're great for socialising and keeping in touch, but it also makes it easier for scammers to come into our lives.
It certainly does, and we all need to take some precautions about that and to try and avoid scammers. And one of the important things we need to do is to look after our own personal information. And we've released a survey today that shows that 69% of people are more concerned about their online privacy than they were 5 years ago. Yet what we're seeing is that only 43% of us are adjusting our privacy settings. So there's means by which we can protect our privacy when we're on social media sites like Facebook, but more of us need to actually take a bit of time and do that.
Okay, just excuse my ignorance and tell me, what do you mean when you say adjust your privacy settings?
So if you go on to, say, Facebook, for example, you can go into the menus they have there and look up privacy, and then there are ways you can actually set your privacy settings so that you can limit who can see your information and who can get access to it.
All right. Then the most frequent scam seems to involve love and romance, right?
Well, apparently that's the case. So we're just seeing that people are looking to see who may be vulnerable because they're able to see what people are liking and what their preferences are. So we need to really tighten those settings and take control of our personal information.
Okay, all of this comes at the same time the world is reeling from a global cyber attack. Tell us what happened. I understand there's not too many Aussies caught up in this, thankfully.
Well, so what we've heard to date is no, there hasn't been too many caught up, thank goodness, but it's a really, really good wake-up call, I think, for everyone, both organisations, businesses, and even those of us at home who have our laptop set up, that we really need to check the security settings we've got on them. We need to make sure that we update our operating systems regularly, take backups of your systems as well in case this happens. So it's a really good wake-up call for that. But again, going back to the survey we've done, it's good to see that at 61% of us are saying we do that. So that's actually a good result coming out of it, and it's a really important step to protect our personal information as well.
Yeah, good tips and a great reminder. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Timothy Pilgrim, Australia's Privacy Commissioner, you've been warned. 200,000 scam reports last year to the ACCC, and I reckon only a fraction of those who were scammed would actually report it because most people are too embarrassed to say too much about it.